From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
50 points, no surprise.
No surprises there. Yep, we got the 50 basis point move in the official cash rate yesterday. That was widely expected. And actually, that was, I suppose, the description widely expected, sort of that describes the whole review really quite adequately. The statement of movement in the official cash rate were both very much as expected. But look, there were a couple of points of interest in the accompanying media release. The decisions on any changes that are made to monetary policy are made by the Monetary Policy Committee, and there was a couple of statements in there. The committee acknowledged that there is a near-term risk to consumer price inflation and emerging medium-term downside risks to economic activity, and we talked about that sort of tension yesterday. So there's the clear evidence at the moment of a slowing economy, both here and internationally, and you've seen further downgrades to, of US growth forecasts this week, but also still evidence of sort of sticky inflationary expectations. So so that issue at the moment, those sort of inflationary expectations, the near-term inflation issue trumps the growth concerns. And the statement also said that the committee was comfortable with the projected path of the official cash rate outlined in the recent May monetary policy statement. So they're sticking with the plan. But there was also a little glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. They said once aggregate supply and demand are more in balance, we talked about them trying to get those back in balance, the OCR can return to a lower, more neutral level. So I sort of do believe the whole scenario unfolding in front of us at the moment has as it at its center whether or not the inflationary spike subsides faster than expected. So that current projected monetary policy response is potentially not needed. Now, the market reaction to the whole thing, Mike, was pretty tame. Key wholesale rates, if I look at what we call the swap rates, the one-year rate didn't move. The two-year rate fell 5 basis points, actually, as did the five-year swap rate. So in terms of mortgage rates, it shouldn't impact at all. And actually, if you just take a wee step back and have a look at that sort of important two-year swap rate, it's well down from the recent highs. I mean, that rate spiked to over 4.5 last month, currently sitting at 3.88, so it's well lower than it was. The currency quite stable. And actually, one thing that hasn't been mentioned or we haven't made much of, Mike, if you look in the last few months, the New Zealand dollar is quite a bit weaker, and that actually imports inflation. It makes the Reserve Bank's job a little harder.
Right, what about food and rentals?
Yeah, so sort of we've talked about the outcomes there for monetary policy, and a lot of hinges around what happens with inflation and inflationary expectations. So big announcement next week, that's our CPI. You've just talked about the US CPI, which was right out there, over 9%. Who would have thought? Our CPI for the June quarter, that's due for release on the 18th, which is Monday. So we have to wait all weekend for that excitement. We're now getting all the final numbers slotting into place. Yesterday we had the release of the food price index, rental index data. Food and housing are both important parts of the CPI composition. Rental cost is part of the housing calculation. Food prices up 6.6% compared to last year. Rises across all categories. 0.8% was the monthly rise. If I look at the year-on-year numbers, grocery prices up 7.6%. Meat and poultry up 6.8%. If I look at the rental price indexes yesterday, there's two measures there. One was up 4%. One was up 5.1% for the year. Both of these data series feed into the CPI. Both contribute to a potential outcome. With a big figure of 7 on it. Previous surveys had annual inflation year around 6.9. It wouldn't take much of a forecasting error to get a 7% number in there, Mike.
All right, mate, what are the numbers?
Right, so that CPI number that come out has put a little bit of weakness into the US share market. So the Dow Jones 30,804 is down 176 points at the moment. That's about just over 0.5%. The S&P 500 also down just over 0.5%, 3,798, that's 20 points. The NASDAQ at the moment, they're relatively unchanged, 11,263. It's only down 1 point as we speak. Now, overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 53 points, 7,156. That's about 0.75%. The Nikkei was actually up yesterday, up about 0.5%, 26,478 to close there. Shanghai Composite up 3,3284. Australasia was pretty quiet yesterday. The ASX 200 closing at 6,621. That was up 15 points. And the NZX 50, 11,110, was up 7 points on the day. Currency 0.6140 against the US dollar, 0.9061 Aussie, 0.6097 euro, 0.5156 pounds, 84.28 Japanese yen, gold trading at $1,736, and Brent crude still underneath 100 bucks, $99.60.
Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmawealth.co.nz.